When it occurs in the upper atmosphere, ozone is good for organisms because it blocks harmful UV rays. But when it occurs at ground level, ozone harms plants and animals by burning the tissues they use to breathe. Ground-level ozone is formed when pollutants react with sunlight.
Ozone oxidizes cellular membranes, and so when you breathe it in, it can make your lungs look swollen and red.
This is Dr. Donica Lombardarzi, a scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research, who says the oxidation of cellular membranes can be a problem for both people and plants.
Plants have little pores on the bottoms of their leaves. The ozone can get inside the plants and it damages the cellular membranes in the plants as well. And so if plants are harmed by ozone, they're not going to be producing as much food.
Lombardarzi is interested in when ozone harms plants and at what concentration ozone harms plants. She is hoping to answer these questions by tracking ozone damage in official ozone gardens by observing plants that have varying sensitivities to the pollutant.
In your own gardens at home, quaking aspen, ponderosa pine trees, cutleaf coneflowers are bioindicators. Symptoms that are characteristic of ozone damage start off as small spots on the top surface of leaves, and it almost looks like you took a ballpoint pen and just marked a bunch of dots. The leaf veins will look bright green, but then the leaf will have dark, damaged spots.
The nearest official ozone gardens are in Colorado, but it's possible to track how ozone pollution affects your own garden. If you're interested in planting your own official ozone garden, you can find details at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.